One last 2022 campaign day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News in Georgia, where there's one final election tomorrow, a runoff.
He has not spent his life as I have thinking about these issues. And every time he opens his mouth, it's obvious.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock this morning in Atlanta, trying to fend off a Republican challenge.
Well, as a senator, he's failed the Georgia people.
Herschel Walker's trying to give the GOP a 50th Senate seat.
He needs that voter turnout. And if early voting numbers are any indication of what's to come, well, get ready. The Secretary of State's office reports a whopping 1.8 million Georgians voted early or by absentee ballot. That's a quarter of active voters in the Peach State.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni in Loganville, Georgia. The price of oil is up more than $2, close to $83 a barrel. The same day a cap on Russian oil at $60 goes into effect, imposed by the U.S. and our G7 allies as punishment for the war in Ukraine. Russia says it will only supply oil to those who pay full price, and it's continuing to bomb Ukraine's infrastructure today, cutting off water service in Odessa. Power has been knocked out in many other areas.
And here, Sean, despite Russian troops withdrawing there, the now liberated city continues to get shelled. Utility workers are doing their best to restore power amid freezing temperatures, but the daily attacks on civilian structures are causing fires, injuries, and even deaths.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Kyiv. There was also an attack on infrastructure in North Carolina. People spent a second night without power in Moore County. There are 37,000 outages.
Officials say multiple power substations in Moore County were damaged by gunfire. The power outage began just after 7 on Saturday night. Some folks may not get their power back until later this week. No suspects have been identified in connection with the incident, and the FBI is now involved in the investigation.
Fox's Ted Linder. A fight over rights at the Supreme Court today. A web designer who refuses to make wedding sites for same-sex couples based on her Christian faith, challenging Colorado's law. America's listening to Fox.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A trial is getting underway for 10 men in Belgium, 6 years after terror attacks that left 32 people dead.
This will be the biggest trial in Belgian history. It will detail horrific acts and trigger painful memories. Two bombs exploded at Brussels International Airport, a third on a metro train. The dead included citizens of 11 countries, including the United States. 9 of those on trial are charged with multiple murders, but all are accused of being part of a terrorist group. One of the group is absent, presumed killed in Syria. The case is expected to last 7 months. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
China has eased some more COVID restrictions after widespread protests over lockdowns. Demonstrations the U.S. supports against China's strict rules, Republican Senator Joni Ernst tells Fox News Sunday.
They are welding people into their homes, not allowing them to come out. People are starving in their homes, their businesses.
A sell-off is brewing on Wall Street. Dow futures down more than 200 points ahead of this hour's opening bell. Baseball is getting a new Hall of Famer, Fred McGriff.
The crime dog received all 16 votes from the Hall's Contemporary Era Committee. During his time on the writer's ballot, McGriff never picked up more than 40% of the vote. A grateful McGriff told the MLB Network,
"It's a great honor. It's the ultimate. Every player's goal is to make it to Cooperstown, be a Hall of Famer. And so, hey, had to work on my patience a little bit, you know, perseverance, patience."
McGriff was a 5-time All-Star in his 19-year career. He belted 493 career home runs.
That's Fox's Bob Martelli. Now, 7 other players were rejected by that committee, including some under steroid suspicion like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. On Sunday Night Football, Dallas crushed Indianapolis 54-19. Hours after San Francisco's costly 33-17 win over Miami, the 49ers lost quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo out for the year with a broken foot. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.